Welcome to another episode of Healing Talk with your host, Drea Boykins, and I am coming to you with a special edition of Healing Talk. It's just me today. I just want to vent to y'all and get some things off my chest about how I've been feeling. So if you've been following the podcast so far, you may have heard me mention that I went through a few traumatic things over this past year, and I just want to elaborate on those things and just talk about how I feel in my mental state at this very moment. So we're going to rewind back in July, about a week before the 25th, I received a message on Ancestry.com, and in that message I was informed that my DNA matched to a sibling. Now, at the time, I am totally stunned. I don't know anything about this sibling or anything that is going on. So I reach out to my mom and I'm asking her about this DNA match. And matter of fact, the possibilities that came up when the DNA was matched was either sibling, aunt, auntie, or grandmother, granddaughter. And quickly, you know, we can rule out grandma and granddaughter. I know who my grandma is. And the whole auntie, niece thing, I was kind of iffy about it. I'm like, well, I thought that I knew who all my mother or my father's siblings was, but maybe. And then the whole sibling thing. So I'm asking my mom about what's going on. And basically, she dismissed me as if what I was talking about was irrelevant. So as I'm talking to the DNA match, we end up finding each other on Facebook. So we're talking in the inbox. And her name is Riri, by the way. So me and Riri, we're talking in the inbox. And she's asking me, do I know this person? Do I know that person? Because at the same time, her father ended up finding out that his father that he grew up with wasn't his biological father. So she was looking for the rest of their family. So she's asking me, do I know all these different people with the last name Craig? And I'm just like, no, I don't know them. And so I'm still asking my mom, you know, what's going on. And she pretty much is like, I don't know anything that you're talking about. You know, don't believe that, blase, blase. So as the conversation goes on, she asked me what my mom's name was. I told her what her name was. And I actually sent her a screenshot of my mom's Facebook page. So she goes and she does her research and she comes back with a picture with my mother and her father in the picture. And so she's like, hey, is this your mom? And I'm just like, yeah. And she was like, okay, well, my dad's in the picture as well and my aunt. And I'm like, well, I don't know who they are. Like, can you tell me their names? And so she told me that her dad's name was Cliff. So, fun fact, back in 2017, my mother was dating a guy named Clifford. So that's what popped up in my head. I'm like, hey, I do remember a couple of years back that my mom was talking to a guy named Cliff. And so I'm like, so that's your dad? And she's like, yes. So she was like, you know what? When he gets home from work, I'm going to talk to him and get to the bottom of this. So we agreed that we would reconvene the conversation later on in the day. So once he got home from work and she asked him about everything and showed him the information that she gathered, make a long story short, he pretty much confirmed that I was indeed his child. So she comes back to me and she's pretty much like, yeah, he said he know what I'm talking about and it's a strong possibility that you are his daughter. So, you know, me being in the dark, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So we made an agreement that we would meet that following, I think it was like that Thursday. All of this happened on the Monday. So, over the course of the next few days, we kept in contact. We were texting and stuff and exchanging pictures. And I was telling her about me. She was telling me about her. She also informed me that we had other siblings, all girls. I had, besides her, had four other sisters. One sister actually passed away earlier this year due to gun violence, but she left behind a daughter. So once that Thursday rolled around, I went to who I know now is my dad's. I went to my dad's home and I met my sister Riri. I met my sister Aaliyah. I met my sister that passed. I met her mother. I met her her daughter, which is my niece, Maury. And I also met my sister's children, Carly and Carmen. And, of course, I met my dad. And I ain't gonna lie, like, when I saw him, it literally was like looking in a mirror. Out of all of my siblings, like, me and him, we got the same face. It's so weird. And even with my sister Riri, me and her, we look alike as well. We're just two different skin tones. So it was, like, very, very surreal. But at the time, I felt like I was being welcomed in love and open arms. And I was very excited. Like, my whole life, I felt like a part of me was missing. I have a lot of trouble like connecting with people on a family level. Like once my grandmother passed away, my connection with people as far as family goes, it was like severed. So that's something that I really, really struggle with. But you know, coming into the situation, I really thought like, oh my God, you know, this is the answer to my prayers. You know, I finally found my family. I can finally fill this void and, you know, everything's going to be okay. But it did not work out like that. So, once meeting them and everything, it was cool at first. Fast forward to like the next following weekend, my dad did like a little cookout at the house and allowed me to meet other family members. I got to meet my younger sister, cool people. Her name's Brianna. I got to meet her and got to meet like cousins and different stuff like that. Oh, and I forgot, on that first meeting, I also met my aunt Gladys, which she also came under my ancestry DNA results as well. I just didn't know who she was at the time. So, yeah, the second time around, I got to meet her, one of her sons. And again, it was a very, very cool experience. So then once the nostalgia started wearing off and, you know, reality settled back in, I still had to deal with the things with my mom. So at this point, I hadn't told her that, you know, that I had been to his house. And at that point, I had been to his house twice. So I reached out to her and I basically was like, hey, you know, I did meet him. I met his family and I strongly feel like he's my father. And, of course, deny. She denied everything. Pretty much tried to tell me that I didn't know what I was talking about. And she just did not believe it to be true. So I just tried to like ignore it. But, there are so many things that have happened in my life that I have not been able to talk about. And this whole experience brought a lot of those feelings back to the surface. So once she pretty much dismissed my feelings about what I was feeling, because at one point I remember her, like, we were, you know, arguing about the whole thing, and she like called me selfish and said that I only think about myself, and you know, I went looking for answers when there were none. And I think she even told me something to the extent of, she's always been my mother and my father, so she doesn't understand why that wasn't enough. And one thing I will say, you know, like being raised in a single parent environment. A mother cannot replace a father, and a father cannot replace a mother. You can do the best that you can with what you know how, but that will not replace that absentee parent. And, you know, you cannot be mad at the child for missing that parent. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, it's not fair. And you cannot tell me who I can and I can't miss, especially when given a substitute and the substitute failed at the job, you know? So, once I tried to talk to her about, you know, how I was feeling and different things like that, it just really, it didn't go anywhere. Like, every conversation was just an argument. The argument was always in circles. It was, you know, me blaming her, her blaming me, us not getting anywhere, and still no one being able to express how they really and truly feel and be heard about those feelings. So at the same time of trying to deal with the breakdown in relationship between me and my mom, I was still trying to build a relationship with my father and, you know, my new siblings. And then at the same time, I already have two sisters. I have an older sister and I have a younger sister. So informing them of what's going on, trying to maintain a relationship with them, plus build this new relationship with my siblings. And me and my sister Riri, I will honestly say that we are building a really, really good relationship. It feels more like a beautiful friendship than a sisterhood, but I know, you know, we'll get there one day. It doesn't happen overnight. With my other siblings, I don't feel the love so much, and it's not nothing that they did. I just think that me coming in after such a traumatic loss pretty much put like a wall between them and me, plus things that have happened in the family, you know, before I came along. From my understanding, it's just a lot of trauma, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. And me coming in with that childlike fantasy of, you know, finally finding my family, I almost set myself up for heartbreak. And with trying to build a relationship with my dad, at first it was going good. Like, you know, I ain't never had a close relationship with a daddy, so it felt really good. It was like, oh my God, I finally have a daddy. But, you know, when we remove titles from people and we start seeing them for who they are, oftentimes there are red flags in their characteristics that we do not like or care for. And for me, he pretty much, like, he entertains a lot of women, and I have no problem with that part. Like, you know, to each his own, do you. But I feel like as a woman, and especially as being your daughter, I shouldn't have to hear about these women that you choose to entertain. I shouldn't be subjected to being around these women that you choose to entertain. Like, there have been a few times where I've done events, and every single time he's come with a different woman, to the point that my friends noticed that, you know, oh snap, that ain't the same lady from last time. That's very embarrassing. Or, like, we're having conversations and I'm trying to tell you how I'm feeling about something. Don't rope it around where you have to mention these irrelevant women in the conversation. Just my feelings. But I feel like you should be focused on building a relationship with me, being there for me, me getting to know you, and you getting to know me. All those outside distractions just should not exist at this point. But again, those are my thoughts. I can't tell anybody how to act. But, you know, with everything that has happened in the span of what this all happened, starting July, so not even 6 months, more like everything happened in the span of 5 months. It just has mentally drained me so much. And I try to put a smile on. I try to still be there for everybody and stuff. But, like, mentally, I'm just not okay. Like, I miss the relationship that I had with my mom so much. And the more I think about it, maybe it was a relationship of delusion. But I miss it. I miss being able to talk to her. I miss hanging out with her. I miss, you know, just going to her house for no reason, or just talking on the phone for no reason. Like, we don't have that no more, you know? And then, like, with the siblings, it just don't feel like I gained anything. If anything, I got more heartache, you know? So, it's just a lot. And I just wanted to be able to put it on the mic. I mean, you know, this healing talk. So let's talk, let's heal, let's do this together. And yeah, I'm just not okay, y'all. That's the only way I can sum it up. It's just, I'm not okay. And I know one day soon I will be, you know, one day at a time. But right now, I'm not okay. Well, thank you for listening.